Today we're going to talk about how to pray properly. Yes, I get a lot of people that ask me that question, and I'm a little bit puzzled sometimes because my go-to answer to that is genuinely speak to God. Speak to Him like a normal person. Don't try to make it sound fancy, okay? We need to approach God with reverence and sincerity and an open heart, focusing on and expressing gratitude and seeking forgiveness and presenting a request, but genuinely. There's no single right way. Everyone's going to have their own way how they speak to Him, but focus on honesty and being genuine and connecting with Him, okay? That is the whole key to prayer, okay? Let's look at something here. Look at Matthew 6, 9 through 13. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is how the Bible has written to tell us how to pray. Now, we can tweak that and we add what we're declaring that we like, that we need. Find a quiet place and begin with that reverence and the gratitude and being genuine and acknowledging God's presence and what He can do, which is anything. If it lines up with God's will for your life, there's nothing that you can't ask for, okay? As long as we're open and honest and genuine, praying with the right attitude, okay? You present your request. Always remember, ask for forgiveness. Repent. You don't go to Him asking before you ask for repentance. I personally always say this. I say, Father, forgive me of my sins, known and unknown to me. Father, forgive me for my sins, known and unknown to me. I add that to the prayer that the Bible says of how to pray, okay? So each of us have our own way of doing that, but that's something I do. And when I pray, I always speak with declaring. I speak and ask when I pray as if it was done. That tells God, wow, He's all in. He trusts me. He has faith in me. When you are praying a prayer of doubt, you're done. Not happening. That's a 99.9. It's a no. God knows how your feeling about it is. If He sees you're wavering, you're doubting, you're second guessing, why would He do that? He tells you right here, I promise I will do. I will give. He's telling you. You just got to receive that. And the Bible says, have faith as big as a mustard seed. What is He trying to say there? He's saying, I need to see just a little bit from you, all in, that you believe that I can do this. Don't pray with doubt. Pray with declaring. Pray with confidence. Pray as if it has been done. I'm going to give you an example. Do you see this scar up here? 2.5 years ago, April, I was diagnosed with two types of deadly cancer that had 8 tumors total, and I was given 90 days. What did I do? Number one, I want you to go to my Instagram page and I want you to go see the pictures because the pictures are going to tell it all. When you see 85 staples in my head, okay? How did I go home that day from the doctor? How did I pray? I went home and I prayed as if I was already healed. I prayed as if I was already went back to the doctor for the follow-up visit. I prayed as if the answer already was from the doctor. Wow, sir, we can't find anything. It's gone. So I visualized that. I thought about that, and that's the way I prayed, as if it was already done, and that's what the doctor said to me. Like I was there already. So I put myself forward, declaring it is done, knowing that God did it, that knowing I asked for it and God did it, and then I knew that he had done it for me in the past, and he will do it again for me. You understand something? If you don't know my story, 21 other situations, actually worse than this one. You say, how's that possible? They just told you were gonna die in 90 days. I was told that 21 plus other times, okay? So we're gonna talk about my testimony in weeks to come, but this is not about me, it's about him. It's about you and me teaching you how to receive that kind of a blessing from God. Learning how to receive what God has for you. And it does not come with doubt. It comes with confidence. It comes with you declaring it, seeing it, knowing that he can do anything. You cannot pray with doubt. That's why they don't see breakthrough. That's why they don't see their prayers answered. So when that happened to me, let's say it's day one, Monday, 9 a.m., doctor visit. Sir, you have 90 days to live. To the test sample, you have not one, but two deadly strands of cancer. So deadly, they're so rare, we don't even understand how you could have that one for who you are, okay? I ignore it. You guys don't know me that well. I'm very fierce when it comes to this when I speak to a doctor. I've been sick my whole life since I'm 9 years old. So you've been sick as long as I have, and you have the walk that I've had with health, you start to learn real quick how to pray, okay? So I'm telling you, I went home for 7 days. I had Abby Staples in my head until I got the return visit. I prayed every night and every day, same thing. Thank you. You say, what do you mean? You pray, thank you. Yeah, I didn't pray to heal me. I pray as if it's already done. I don't pray that, oh, I hope he can do this. I pray with confidence. I know who I serve. I serve a God that can do anything, okay? I don't pray to say and waver, oh, maybe, and maybe if I'm lucky. No, I pray with confidence and declare it. So 7 days go by. Go to the doctor the seventh day. It's exactly what I prayed for. I walked in there like I was a giant. They didn't even believe that I walked in without a tear in my eye. I didn't have any sadness in me. I walked in there with 85 staples asking, hey, when are we pulling these things out? No, not today, sir. That's too soon. Okay, I'll wait. But we're gonna test again today because we have markers we have to check. These markers, there's so much to the left and the right of where they cut everything out. They got a test and they tested far away from the markers. Zero. Zero found. Zero. As if I was never there. They were stunned. They were baffled. Actually, I lost a doctor out of it. Got in an argument with me of saying, I don't believe what you believe. That's not true. Don't get yourself excited. There must be a mistake. Okay, you say so. I know what I believe. You do believe what you believe. And we left on that. And I have the scar to prove everything I'm saying. 85 staples. It took a couple of visits back and forth to follow up with it after the removal. And lost the doctor over it because of his non-belief. I believe that he'll move forward in his life also and seen something that he couldn't put words to, and that hopefully I pray for him that he sees what he's seen in me to be known. There's only one reason, that we serve a God that is all powerful and that healed me. I don't say that word lightly. When I say that God healed me, he healed me. So healing and prayer, okay? So let's talk about the healing part. We know that prayer is extremely important, and we know how we need to be praying. We need to pray with declaring that it's done. We know to pray without doubting. We know we have to pray constantly. We know we have to pray without ceasing. Okay, got all these written down. Let's continue with the healing on prayer. Since we're there, let's keep going. A lot of people have health issues. My story goes to 9 years old, diagnosed Crohn's disease, intestinal situation, inflammatory. And over the years, I'm 52 years old, I have had many bouts. So to give you some numbers, it's gonna give you rough ones. Probably over 150 plus hospital visits. I have had over 21 plus near-death experiences. When I say near-death, all 21 plus times I was told, you will not be here by the morning. Period. Okay? Other situations say, numbers, you have less than a 1% chance to live. Get your affairs in order. Call your lawyer, call your wife, call your family. Do whatever you gotta do, sir. You will not be here. Okay. I let people talk. See, as a Christian, I didn't get to this point overnight. I had some dark moments. There were days where I didn't believe anymore because I thought, how could God put me in these scenarios, in these situations where I'm an hour away from taking my last breath? I am 15 minutes from being in a coma. I'm going into a surgery that has less than 1% chance of getting off the table. All of those things. And I would think, why would God do this to me? I will tell you now, 20 years later, that all of it was so perfectly orchestrated. God has a purpose and a plan and moves these pieces around in ways that you will never understand. And neither will I. And we may never get the answers. If you're someone out there that is experiencing health issues and you're always going through this health issue, you're always something going on, but you're still here. God is doing a work in you and through you. It's not always about us, the receiving person that's looking for the healing. It's about the people around you that get changed through your journey. In my journey, it touched everybody around me. They watched me go through some of the worst things you will ever see to the human eye. See, on the internet, I'm not able to post the pictures of the things I went through. There are some out there on my Instagram page, and there's some that are on my website that can give you a rough idea. I will tell you this. I don't tell you these things to brag. No, I don't boast. I boast about him, the one who healed me, okay? I have been through surgeries and near-death experiences, including hospice, that are mind-blowing. Health is an extremely sensitive situation. And a lot of people experience it. I need help understanding it. And I will tell you that I didn't go through it. I went through it so that I can speak to all of you to help you get through what you're going through with a loved one or yourself. Okay? I know this subject out of all the ones on my journey very well. I have the scars to prove it. There's no way someone's ever going to be able to tell me that I am speaking out of turn, that I'm speaking incorrectly when it comes to what I went through. My friend Mark tells me all the time, no one can take your story from you. My testimony is made by God, worked through by God, and I've been handheld by God to get through that story. That story was made just for me, and I am to share it with all of you. That is the biggest gift that God has ever given me, is my testimony. Now, my journey, I will tell you this. I walked through hell and back over 21 times to get here today, to be your pastor here online, to be the lead pastor of this church, of our Christian Walk Ministry. This journey didn't come without tears, without pain, without suffering, without sacrifice, okay? It cost to follow Jesus. You heard me. There's a cost to following him. There is a pain. There is a suffering. There is you giving things up. The Bible says, take up your cross and follow me. And strip away everything and come on this journey with me. When you spend 2-3 years in a hospital, you haven't eaten for a whole year, believe me, you're giving up everything. I've given up financially things, material things, when I was in that hospital situation. It was just me, a hospital bed, a nurse, and no food, pain every day, a lot of medication. I didn't know the seasons of the year. I didn't know the days of the week. That tells you the journey that I went on to get to where I am now was one that is not for the weary. Don't do the woe is you when something happens, because you don't know what other people went through to get where they are. You may look at me and say, oh, it was good for you. He healed you. He's not going to heal me. You don't know that. You don't know that. Because when I was going through it, I thought the same thing. He's not there. He's not listening to me. I asked him to take this pain away. He's not doing it. I asked him to make sure I don't have to go through the surgery. And I did it anyway. You don't know why, and you may never know the why he allows these things to happen to you. But I will tell you that all that I've gone through, there was a reason. I benefit from that. My walk with him is stronger than it's ever been. The people around me who've gotten saved, that seen his work in and through me that he did, is mind-blowing. People watched me walk through this season after season. I used to get out of one storm of health problems, think that I got through it, and the minute I got through it, the next one was worse than the one I just got out of. I was in a bed for many years, in and out, couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't use my hands anymore. I never ate, I didn't drink, had a tube in me, every orifice you can think of. I had wire holding my chest together. I had more organs removed than you can count. So when I go to a doctor and they say, hey, what surgeries do you have? I actually go the other direction. It's easier to tell them what's left than what tell them what's been removed, okay? I'm telling you this for a reason. See, everybody has a different perspective in life. So this lens that you're looking at me, you don't see what I went through. You see what you want to see. That's the problem. God sees our current situation different than we do. I didn't know when I was there, God says, yeah, that's what they think. But this guy, I'm going to teach him how to have faith. And I'm going to do work in him. No one is going to know that I have a big plan for him, but they can't see it yet. When he works on you, it's not always about you. It's about others as well. My wife, okay, we're going to get a little personal here. Her faith in Jesus went to a level that you could never imagine based upon what she's seen me go through, okay? I crawled through hell. The amount of pain and suffering that I encountered, the amount of negativity, the amount of people telling me that I will never make it, the doctors, the nurses, the technology of tests that said not going to happen. But I say the deck stacked against you. They had one thing and only one thing that was positive. God's word. In my darkest days, I had friends that believed that I would make it. I had friends that would pray day and night, asking God to keep his promise. I had friends that know that God keeps his word. I had thousands of people praying for me from all over the world that I don't know them and they don't know me. Prayer was all that I had. That was it. Because medications weren't going to save me. The doctor wasn't going to save me. The surgeries were actually making me worse. I would go into one surgery and it would cause me to have another surgery. And then that surgery would get me to a bigger problem. Anybody know what septic is? That was my middle name for a long time. My body knew about being septic more than it knew about being healthy. I had more infections than my body could handle. I had more open wounds than they could seal up. If I only could show you half of the photos, it would make you understand how strong your God is. The God that you serve is beyond words. There are not words to put into play for what he has done for me, and he's done for many others. There are many others out there that I don't know their story, but I know they're out there that were worse than I was. Listen, there were people worse than me. Was I a critical case? Yes. Have I fought this fight since 9 years old? I'm 52. I am weathered. I am worn out. I am tired. I have scars from head to toe. I've had family members see me on my deathbed. I've had doctors that gave up on me and said, I will not touch him. He's got to go. Let him pass. But God says, no, he is my child. And I say when it's time. So when you're out there and you're praying and you don't see a breakthrough, examine your lifestyle. Have you been far from God? Have you not been reading? Is God trying to teach you something? Are you lukewarm and he's trying to get you hot for him again? Is there a loved one that needs to see you in your journey to strengthen their faith? There's so many intricate parts of why God allows health issues. You need to understand there's a learning process. There is a faith and a trust process in the pain. And think about this. If I was on my deathbed over 21 times, and today I'm a pastor, today I lead a church congregation of 20,000 plus people, today the people around me and my family are stronger in their faith than they ever were because they watched what I encountered. See, when Jesus died on that cross and he rose on the third day, people seen what he went through. People watched him get up from it and walk straight down the street. Same thing happens with us. We're to walk like he walked. We are to feel what he felt. People don't know that. We have him in us that we can get through anything, okay? So our pain and our suffering doesn't just go by the wayside. The Bible says that every tear that we cry is in a jar. It's in heaven. He holds it all. He knows every tear that comes out of our eye. He knows every bit of pain we went through, just like he went through. And he does not allow this. I had somebody a couple weeks ago said, oh, he does that because I did some wrong in my life. I'm feeling the pain of all these health issues because I was a bad person earlier in my life. No, God does not. He's not spiteful. He's not. There's learning. Read Job, okay? My entire time in the hospital, all my medical times, everybody would tell me, read Job. And
Job is a great story for someone that is going through some health issues and how you should trust God no matter what the circumstance is, no matter how you see it through your lens. God wants you to know that he's there with you through it, no matter how it looks you, he is there. And second, that he's going to get you through the other side. As long as you stay strong in your faith, you keep doing what you've got to do, he'll do what he's got to do. Now, unfortunately, some people do pass. Some people do not make it through, okay? I had a few people very close to me, They experienced things less than I had gone through that made me believe that with their prayer life and their walk and them having less of a problem than I had, they would make it. I thought they would snap right out of it. God would answer the prayer and they'd move on. God has reasons for everything and we have to trust him. So if things do go that direction, we do know in our heart that they're with him in heaven and that God has a reason for it. There is one case that comes to mind right now that I spoke to someone about a year ago. The passing of the husband helped strengthen the wife and the children. So, yes, did God take that man early? Sure, he was young, right? But the wife and the children, their souls were definitely saved along this journey because the family was heading down a bad road, very backslidden, very lukewarm, far from God. And if things went that road, then you know what the end result would have been. They would not be going to spend the eternity with the Lord. But by God using the situation of the father passing, it strengthened the faith and the trust in the wife and the children to be closer together and to lean on the Lord more and to believe in God's word. They knew that their father and that the woman's husband, they knew that he was with the Lord because of the way that at the end, how he drew near to God. He repented and he asked the Lord again back into his life and said, well, it's been a long time. He had that time to make things right. And in fact, that then helped the children and the wife grow closer to the Lord. And now, last time I spoke, they are all stronger in the faith, okay? So that was just an example of how God could take a bad thing and turn it into something good. In my situation, and many others like that, it's a little more extreme. We all have a different journey. We all have a different walk. I will tell you in the weeks to come, when you hear these podcasts, my testimony is very powerful. There are things about it that I have not shared with many people. I actually have been very silent about it. Only people very close to me know the details because some can't handle it. It's a little much. And I told you, I was in a dark place. I was the opposite of the family I just told you. I told my family, get away from me. I don't want to hear about God. I don't want to hear about the Bible. How could he do this to me? I fell into that trap and listened to the devil put a seed in whispering my ear in hospice, in the ICU, each and every night for a bed in the hospital. I fell for that. Fall for the deceiving words from the enemy to tell us, hey, where's your God now? Look at you. You're sitting here all torn up, bleeding, in pain, you can't eat, your family's not with you, you're in this hospital alone, look at you, where is he? Just like when Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil said those things to him to wear him down, it happens in scenarios just like mine. He wanted me to walk away from the faith. He wanted to use my health to get away from Jesus. Okay, why would he? Look where I am now. I didn't know what God had planned for me. The devil did. The devil didn't want me to get where I am right now at this table, in front of this camera, in front of all of you. He wanted to stop that from happening. So he tried to get me to waver, to doubt, and to walk away. Instead, I had to keep pushing through those dark times when I was looking through the lens that I was looking through. It looked through the lens of, I'm not going to make it. I heard what they said. I'm going to face what it is. I'm going to just pass away and let it be. Guess what? 21 plus times, and God said, no, not going to happen. Not today. And now, 6 years later, thousands of people I have helped, hundreds of people that have had similar experiences that have written into me, that I've listened to their stories, and that I'm like wowed by, that I even heard years later, wow, you went through that also. You feel God's hand, and when you see it in other people, it's just that much stronger. And then you give me the ability and knowledge and allow me to pastor a church, to go through schooling and to learn and to experience all of that side of it, that I could come out the other side to be able to help someone that went through what I went through and pastor all these people. Again, I'm sitting in hospice 6 years ago. Do you think that I, in any way, shape, or form, thought that I would be out here on a camera and have over 20 some thousand people listening to me each week to help them in their time of need when I couldn't even help myself? Never did I see that. Never did I believe that I would be in that position. But again, our lens, our perspective is not his perspective. It's not his lens. So stop looking at your story and your situation in the here and the now. We need to be thinking, what does God have for me? And why is God doing what he's doing? Learn from the situation you're in. I learned in that time when I was in that hospital that I was to be used by God, where he worked in me and through me. I was used to strengthen other people's walk that were lukewarm around me, strengthen them by seeing my success, by me getting to each plateau of my healing. They came to the Lord and said, wow, there is a God. Look at that guy. There's no way he could have done that by himself. There's got to be a God. And they came to the Lord, okay? We're talking a lot of people here touched, and so can you. Each and every day you go out there and you're obedient and you pray and you walk the walk and you follow God's commandments and you read his word and you live a lifestyle like this, you are salt and light to other people. People see you, they see him in you, and they want what you want. They want to walk with the Lord like you're walking with him. That is what we're to do. We're commanded to go out and preach the gospel. What did Jesus say before he went and into the clouds? He told them, go out into the world and preach the gospel, to tell people. So when I'm on this camera right now in front of all of you, and I tell you, if God can hear my prayer at many people that don't even know me's prayers, and the people close to me, their prayers, and that I can be healed, and that I can make it through 21 plus times of being close to the gate to getting to heaven, you need to know that he can do it for you. And if he can't do it for you because you don't need it, then there's somebody out there that needs to hear what I'm saying to you today, that you're going to share this video, that their lives can be changed, and that you could help someone else. See, everyone always thinks when they hear a sermon that it's about them. or it doesn't apply to them. No, it's not always that way. When you hear a sermon, remember, today it may be for you. Today it may be for your neighbor or your best friend or someone you're going to be encountering somewhere along your walk with someone, okay? You will need to know what I'm saying to you because out of nowhere, you may encounter this kind of a problem. All right? So there's another reason why you take every sermon you hear and don't just dismiss it because it doesn't apply to your here and your now. You don't know what the future brings. And you don't know who is going to come into your path tomorrow or the next day that needs to hear what you just heard from me. So this journey is not easy. There is ups and downs. There is pain. There is suffering. There is agony. There is adversity. No one says it's easy. The Bible says there will be tough times. The Bible does not tell you that when you receive Jesus into your life, that everything becomes peachy, that everything is perfect, that everything is going to be just flawless. Nowhere, nowhere does it say that. So today, I hope you've learned a lot about prayer and learning a little bit about healing, how God works through some rough times. We will go over many different illustrations of how God will take you from the lowest of lows and take you right up here. Your setbacks are setups most of the time, okay? If you have any questions, if you have concerns, something that you didn't like that you heard today, there's always somebody that has a question, believe me. I am open to hear it. Please email me. Please comment below. No question is a dumb question. I want to hear what you have to say. I hope today was encouraging. I hope you learned something. And read Mark 11:24. That's the verse I want you to read. So read that, and I look forward to you next time. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button below. And if you haven't already, hit the little bell above. Great thing about these videos is you can play them back anytime you want. You can start them, stop them, listen to them the night, the day, whatever is good for you, the car ride, at the gym, whatever. And the other thing is, we will be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube in weeks to come. It will be a slow progression. We're starting with one per week, 45 minutes to an hour. It will ramp up. Things are going to get a little deeper. We're not diving deep enough. We're going to go deeper. We are going to get much deeper. We're going to open up God's word much more each time. So I want to make sure you have your Bibles. I don't care if it's on your phone. I don't care if it's written. Have a pen. Be ready to study. Be ready to learn. Be open-minded. And let's go through God's word together and be encouraged and strengthened. Lead a better life each and every day until his return. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.